As we speak now, we're here on the ferry making our way to the Isle of Wight.
Looking dead ahead, we can see a couple of vertical lines of red lights, which I'd guess I would say is the power station at Cowes and the transmitter pretty much in the middle of the island. The forecast is quite decent for the next few days.
You heard it here first, the weather will be nice. That's it from us until the morning when we start our walk. I think we're all pretty tired, but very excited for the task ahead. We're currently at Ventnor, which is the beginning of the walk, the starting line. We're walking 11 miles today, and thankfully, the weather, we've really been blessed with it. It's glorious. How are you feeling for the challenge ahead?
I'm excited, but slightly tired.
Slightly tired already?
Yeah, already.
And we've only walked from David's house to the beach.
Yes.
Which was probably a 5-minute walk, if that. We're here at a place called Benbridge, which has just had a new lifeboat station opened up, and it's being officially opened by a royal visitor, the Princess Anne. It's a shame we'll miss that, because I've always thought that me and royalty go hand in hand. Now we have to speak to Jimmy C, because he's having a right time of it.
If I'm being strictly honest, my feet are absolutely killing me. If I could swear, believe me, the air would turn blue.
To the left-hand side of me, there's loads of yachts as well, and there's lots of posh people dressed in suits who obviously own the yachts. Pipe dreams for us northerners, but one day, who knows, we may be able to afford a house made of brick. We're at the halfway point on day three. We are all absolutely exhausted. I'll be completely honest, and I'll say that walking from Cowes, about 2 miles in, I felt as if I literally couldn't go on. My knee was straining. I had a blister on the bottom of my foot, which meant that my whole right-hand side, I really couldn't move it any longer. But I've managed to take some tablets. I'm feeling a little bit more cheerful now. We've made it then. Day five of the Isle of Wight walk. Today, we'll be going from Grange Chine to Ventnor, and Ventnor is where we started on Monday. I feel very, very tired. My body is completely shot. I've got a bad knee. I've got blisters. Man of many words, Michael, how are you feeling?
Tired, but glad I rose to the challenge again.
That's it, folks. We've done it. The finishing line is literally in front of us now, which is good because, from the looks of things, it's just about to rain. We've walked the whole of the Isle of Wight for cancer research. I'd like to thank everybody who's helped us out. I'd like to thank the team, of course, because without them, this wouldn't be possible. My right-hand man, Fraser, always there. Enjoyed it?
I really have, yeah. It's been really good. I mean, last year, you know, we walked a lot longer, but I don't think the scenery was as nice as it is here. I mean, we went past some amazing sights, like, you know, the needles and stuff. And I'm proud of us all. We did a really good job. Well done, lads. Well done.
All the people who have helped us out on the features. Thank you to everybody as well back home who's donated, and at Tameside Radio who has made sure that we've managed to publicise it enough to reach our goal. Until next year, thank you and goodbye.